AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A suspect is in custody after two people were killed, four injured, including a police officer, in a shooting at a shopping mall in Boise, Idaho. Mayor Lauren McClain tells KIVI.
Never should one have to, or does one expect, when they're saying goodbye to their loved one who's headed to work, who's headed out to shop, that they'll get a call like they did today. Countless people found themselves in a situation they never would have nor should have expected.
Police have not released a motive for the shooting. The one officer wounded was wounded in an exchange of gunfire with the suspect. President Biden calls on Democrats to wrap up work on his domestic spending package that would run at least $1.75 trillion.
So let's get this done. Let's move. Folks, we have the most talented workforce in the world. What are we doing? What in God's name are we doing?
Two moderate Senate Democrats, Arizona's Kristen Sinema and West Virginia's Joe Manchin, forced the White House and others to rework the tax increase side of the plan in favor of a minimum corporate tax and a possible asset tax on the nation's billionaires. Oklahoma gets the go-ahead to ready for a series of executions.
A federal judge has cleared the way for the state of Oklahoma to move forward with scheduled lethal injections for five death row inmates. Judge Stephen Freya denied a motion for a preliminary injunction that attorneys for the five inmates were seeking. The first execution in Oklahoma in more than 6 years is scheduled Thursday, when 60-year-old John Marion Grant is to receive a lethal injection for the 1998 killing of a prison cafeteria worker. Grant and four other death row inmates were removed from a federal lawsuit challenging Oklahoma's three-drug lethal injection protocol because they all failed to offer an alternative method of execution. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is AP News. Facebook's leader addresses allegations that his company values major profits over user safety as the AP and other media groups go over leaked reports.
CEO Mark Zuckerberg opened an earnings conference call with a defensive posture, saying Facebook works hard to make the right decisions about curtailing content versus free speech. He says the divisive content isn't Facebook's creation. It comes from a polarized society, and he welcomes regulations to help provide clarity. Zuckerberg calls the criticisms unfair, alluding to leaked documents which acknowledge women being sold as maids on the platform and Arabic language posts being suppressed. Meanwhile, he noted the company's profits increased in the third quarter and says profits will take a hit in the fourth as Facebook devotes billions of dollars to new virtual and augmented reality products. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.